You're listening to SBS News.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has called on US President Donald Trump to not be a co-conspirator of the coronavirus. He says the president needs to acknowledge the major problem it poses as cases spiked in dozens of states after some rushed to reopen.
You now have 38 states in this country with an increasing virus rate of infection. It's only getting worse. It's not getting better. You look at states like Texas, you look at Arizona, you look at those curves. I mean, we know those curves. We've seen them. We've been there, done that. This is a frightening situation across this country.
Nationally in the U.S., cases are approaching 3 million, by far the highest tally in the world, and double the infections reported in Brazil, the world's second most affected country. Florida, one of the states which embraced an early easing of lockdown, has confirmed a record high 11,000 new cases in a single day, more than any European country reported in a day at the height of the crisis there. Carlos Jimenez, the mayor of Florida's Miami-Dade County, which currently has some 48,000 COVID-19 cases, has issued an emergency order shutting down on-site dining at restaurants and closing ballrooms, banquet facilities, party venues, gyms and fitness centres, as well as short-term rentals. Local store manager Johnny Cardona fears what kind of impact the order will have on businesses.
And having these restaurants close up, who knows? We might be getting locked down for another 3 months. What's going to happen to these business owners? We don't know. It's very scary.
Meanwhile, President Trump has stirred controversy with this comment over the weekend.
But now we have tested almost 40 million people. By so doing, we show cases, 99% of which are totally harmless.
Kayleigh McEnany, White House press secretary, has been forced to defend the president's statement at a Washington media conference.
The president isn't downplaying the severity of the virus. What the president's noting is that at the height of this pandemic, we were at 2,500 deaths per day. We are now at a place where on July 4th, there were 254. That's a tenfold decrease in mortality. On July 5th, 209 individuals, down 23% from last Sunday and the lowest Sunday since March 28th. The president's made clear we grieve when just one life is lost, but he wants to note the progress that we've made in treating this very serious virus.
Restaurants, bars and beauty salons have reopened in Sao Paulo, Brazil's largest city, after 104 days of closure due to the pandemic. Sao Paulo's mayor, Bruno Covas, approved the rules for the reopening as part of the plan to ease restrictions and restart the economy on Saturday. Bars and restaurants can only open 6 hours a day. They've got to be closed by 5 o'clock. They must have only 40% occupancy, observe social distancing and make alcohol gel available. Restaurant and bar manager Humberto Salles says they will have to make some major adaptations.
We'll have to adapt ourselves more and more. There is a light, but we can't see when we'll get back to normal. Bars have reopened in Rio de Janeiro, but we have seen that caused crowds, so we figured that might happen here if bars are allowed to reopen at night.
Brazil has registered more than 65,000 fatalities, with more than 16,000 in Sao Paulo state. The embattled arts and entertainment industry in Britain has been thrown a lifeline, but the government admits it won't be enough. Speaking at Shakespeare's Globe Theatre in London, the UK Culture Secretary, Oliver Dowden, says that cultural and arts industries in the UK will see further redundancies.
Sadly, not everyone's going to be able to survive, and not every job is going to be protected. And sadly, we will, I have to be honest with you, of course, we'll see further redundancies.
And Michelle Terry, the artistic director at the Globe Theatre, admits their worries are not yet over.
The anxiety level that has been at full capacity for 15 weeks has gone down slightly because there is, as I say, there's hope for the sector, but it's not sort of popping the champagne.
Authorities in northwestern Spain have ordered the lockdown of a county with a population of 71,000 for fears of a coronavirus outbreak. Spain was one of the earliest European countries to be hit hard by the virus. The lockdown in Almería will last until Friday. Local regional president Alberto Núñez Feijóo says they took the decision after a local spike in the number of cases.
We have 3 personas ingresadas. Todos los demás están en su casa con patologías.
We have 3 people who are hospitalized, all the others are in their homes with mild symptoms. The average age of the people who've been infected is 35 years. Therefore, this is a cluster among young, healthy people. As for people who are in nursing homes for the elderly in Almería, we have tested all of them, and all of them are free of the virus.
The decision comes just a day after regional authorities in northeastern Catalonia locked down an area with more than 200,000 inhabitants. Finally, the Louvre Museum in Paris has reopened after nearly 4 months of shutdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. Visitors must wear masks, abide by a one-way system, and reserve a time slot to enter. The world's most enigmatic smile is still the major draw card. Art lovers flocked to see Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. A tourist from Switzerland says he felt safe, but staff weren't strict with COVID-19 measures.
Honestly, I myself feel pretty safe, pretty confident. They could have put a little more pressure on disinfecting your hands. I didn't see anybody telling me that.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.